Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition!
Afternoon and welcome again to the podcast. You're listening to Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Diction program, starring myself, Nick Furious, and a lot of my friends and family tonight. We took a week off last week to do some spring cleaning, and we are now back with episode 44. Did I say 43? Because I meant 44. We're on episode 44. All right, well, we're on the right episode then. Thank Jesus. Okay, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, grilled cheeses.
Thank you for grilled cheeses tonight. On the program, you can catch it, of course, every week, and we hardly ever let you down. Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Mountain. But tonight on the program, we have my good friend and partner in crime, Mr. Epic. What is up, Epic?
What's up? Everything. I'm on the floor.
Because he's rolling a James Blunt song into a trash can. We're happy to have Epic Beats on the show tonight, talk a little bit about his upcoming album. Instrumental album he's putting out, and some great things Band With No Name is taking place with, including this weekend at the Dam Bar. We're going to also have Mary Stockton there. Mary Stockton is here also. Mary Stockton, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Wow. That's nice to have a feminine voice in amongst all of the constant chatter of sausages. Well, we'll have you stand up and talk here because I want to hear you, Mary.
Hi.
That's better.
Wow.
You are high.
Yeah, I am.
As I'm introducing in a circle, up next, you know him as Dr. Kwan. I know him as the guy you don't want your daughter to spend any time alone with. I'm just kidding. His name is Ben Pogue, everybody, from Occupy Underground Radio.
Hey, Ritz and Raff. Ritz and Raff. How's it going, Nick?
I'm sorry. I'm so glad to have you, despite my introduction. We're happy you're here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Where's Dr. Klon? Is he going to come out tonight?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's going to be here.
Is he going to come out of the closet?
He's down at his laboratory.
And you know what? We have a surprise and special guest in the studio with us tonight. Mary Jane herself. No, that's
Mary
true.
Wanda.
We're about to... But this gentleman I'm about to introduce directed the video that I was able to get involved with for the 48-hour film project last year. His name is Jim Sicard, like Captain Picard, but he's a Sicard. What is going on, brother?
What is going on, Nick, my brother?
You're on the podcast. You are involved in some great projects locally. You direct. Well, tell everybody what it is you do aside from just directing.
I direct videos with guys like you, films. Yeah, baby, we got our video coming up.
We are working, Epic and I, furiously on a video with this gentleman right now. It's going to be dope. We're going to have all sorts of our friends in it. And it's going to blow your mind in terms of how the music video comes about. Also, you can catch our video that's already finished online, What Kind of Life. Mary Stockton, also a player in this video as the female, I don't know if she's the love interest. She's more the sad soul that gets uplifted by a very handsome gentleman.
Yes. I also got fired.
Just grab a waitress.
Speaking of fired, we just fired it up.
Fire.
Nice.
Fire it up.
Now, hopefully, Mr. Sicard will stick around and do some interview with us down the road in halftime as we do our portion of Pod People or something of that nature. But I want everyone in this room to acknowledge how amazing we are in this moment.
You guys are fucking amazing.
You're just so great, guys.
Oh my God, we're so
love you. I love what you've done with your hair.
You're amazing.
You really are.
You are so cool.
You're amazing.
Epic has the greatest hat I've ever seen. The colors are just popping.
You're really impressive.
Really?
Yeah.
You have great... Yes, and Mary, you have just such a way with words.
Words?
And children.
Children?
But not children with words, for some reason.
Well, yeah, because they just got to be quiet.
You have an amazing beard.
Jim here has a motorcycle I find quite sexy.
Oh, yeah, very sexy.
It's very sexy, your motorcycle, Jim.
Thank you.
Are you going to drive it into my heart or not, huh?
No, but if you have motorcycle license, you can take it for a drive.
Oh, how'd I know? But there's no license, no drive for you.
Yeah.
Ripsandraps.podomatic.com is the web address for the program. Also available on blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. We're getting out there. We're multitasking. Tonight I went with a little bit of mellow, you know, background Brazilian type funky jazzy craziness. But I got Epic. He's one of my favorite MCs. He's going to rap with me tonight. Who knows? You might even hear some singing, some Dr. Klon wrapping it up. I'm waiting for James Blunt, a.k.a. Jim Morrison, a.k.a. Johnny Cash, a.k.a. I hope it's not Johnny Cash.
Johnny Pass.
Johnny Pass. Gracias. You know what?
Yeah.
Tell them what's going on this weekend, Epic, at the Dan Bar.
Besides the Cinco de Mayo festival that we're having.
Exactly.
Oh, what is the date? May?
Saturday, May 4th.
May the 4th
be with you,
my Jedi friend. What is it, 300 Unser Boulevard?
Yep.
If I'm correct, at the Dam Bar, let's say 9 o'clock. We'll be there all night.
This Saturday, the Dam Bar, you're going to have Band with No Name, you're going to have GR Sports and Band, a little bit of Epic, a little bit of Fury, and DJ Codebreaker in the mix.
Yep.
It's free. So what else we have going on tonight? Well, we're going to take you on a journey into the soul. We also have a fun show tonight. For all you big girls out there, we got love, and we know big girls need love too. So the brand new debut of the show, the dating show Husky. You're listening to Rips and Raps on the Rips and Raps Rip Radio Network. Turn it up, yo, and light it up, gold. Yeah, I spit it out, here we go. Rips and Raps. What? Come on. Welcome in to the podcast, everyone. Strap on your seatbelt, leave your harness above your knees, and if you need to grab up, please, come on. Yo. One, two, three, come on.
So make sure that you keep your hands inside the ride, because it's... festival, we gonna ride.
Yeah.
Down's like a slide off the top of Everest. And yes, we stepping into the section with the progressive type of flow. But still, I gotta let you know how we kicking back and blazing row. Yo, I got that medical type, that medical license, and the people they like the light, the light that I be bringing to the session. Better get ready, cause if it's coming through the fucking test, I'm
coming through the test, I'm grabbing my testicles and my sacred cecum, seeking all over the beacons. I'm a beacon in the night, tweaking, speaking at large, and I'm making it happen upon my daily apparitional. I look into the appendix of the dictionary, I'm aboard of this abortion. I'm in a laboratory with Dr. Klon in my Klondike bar. What would I do for more? What would I do for less? I progress with prognosis, spit a freestyle and pick your noses. Whoa, this is like, you can't even understand the flow. Watch out, try not to blow over here, you know, no.
He said, don't blow, but I compose my notes like Mozart in a basement. I'm hasty when I start rapping, but still I gotta get into the motive, and you know I'm capturing all your thoughts. My breath straight hit the mic, I'm looking through the pop locker like this shit is tight. It ain't white, son, it's black, seeing straight through the blinds to these people that are at the car, about to break down and live at large. But still, we doing this as music and we dropping bars. From the planet Earth to the stars, in 2020 colonizing Mars, that's what they plan to do. And yo, they don't teach you nothing that we telling you right here in school. So fucking break down your picket fence and divorce your wife and go and kick your friends out your basement. Cause those cats are fucking taking everything you got for granted. You know we making these statements, escaping this fucking straight hatred. Oh, mixed straight lace.
Watch out for the picket fence.
and watch out for all that David Lynch type macabre type backwards, Bazak words. No story ever has an end if it's got no beginning, and the mic keeps grinning. Maybe I'm too loud, maybe we should back up a few steps so we can get the ambient room effect. Come on, I'm Josh Effects. I'm friggity, 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 friggity fresh. You motherfuckers better David Koresh. I burn up your whole mind frame and put you in my mesh. Yeah, listen up, I'm David Lesh. He used to be on 89.9, maybe he still is. But when we rockin' the mic, you know it's just a steel biz. Like steel toe, episode 44. I'm knocking at your door, but I ain't looking for no dough. The freestyle's what we do, improv the podcast. Great guests, everybody, bust some gas. Come on, Mary, let me hear you, you a guest. Come on, I say yeah. I'm making up these beats for the arrangement. I stop it different. Big up to Boss Gags. I put this down for my man Epic Beats. It's a podcast. So understand the loop is kind of fresh. It's kind of got a skip to something on the sample stretch. But it don't matter because the ripping rap is different flow. Come on, Epic, tell them why we ripping from New Mexico.
Oh, oh. Yo. Maybe like 6.5 years ago, I sampled this track from Boss Gag up in the crib. I didn't really do nothing too special with it though. I let a couple cats hear it and they wanted to fit the flow. But yo, Nick, he grabbed a sample like 6 years later, and you know that we manhandled every track that we on and dismantled. The spacecraft is flying above yet mantles. Or maybe churches, people need to get on their motherfucking senses and stop being nervous. Yo, I'm putting it in plain English. I'm breaking it down with syllables and people need to see this.
Beginnings in the new wings. We all gotta let the little bird fly away when the wing is mended. Yeah, these beats get blended. Different people of friendships and built when we end this. To no end, we take no armistice. We never give up, no war and treaty. War and peace with Warren Beatty. Got baby eyes, so I mix up words and flip a flow. I got this on freestyle podcast memorized. Sometimes I sit back and go up on autopilot, feeling like Spaceman Split going through the cosmos, and Calvin and Hobbes with my shit. Big up to Bill Watterson, I'm on a microphone eating watermelon with Gallagher's son, so watch out for the sprints and sprays. Yeah, come on, Epic, he's fixing the blunt for all them old days. Now burning the carpet and stepping on his camera. Fuck, we just started a fire! Everyone abandoned!
Real, get a bucket, stand up in a line, dump it on that motherfucker. We gotta crush it, got about 6 bars left for me to hit this, and you know I travel into the stars, but I ain't got a ticket. They asking $5,000 in advance just for an application, man, and I ain't got enough, so I ain't fucking living the way that they want me to, but I'll be bringing this precision and all the wisdom. Yeah, yeah.
Yo. Recycle your music wisely, and of course, pay, always pay respect to those who gave you your idea. Big up, though, because I heard it, and I heard it, I was like, this is epic. I mean, this is Boss Gag. But you know what? Thanks for being here, guys. We got so much more. Episode 44 of Rips and Raps, the Whistle and Dixon
This question
program.
Represents a crescendo of decades worth of research. A long line of studies, including research into twins who were separated at birth, had already concluded that genes alone are responsible for perhaps 50% of a child's personality and abilities. So if nature accounts for half of a child's destiny, what accounts for the other half? Surely it must be the nurturing, the baby Mozart tapes, the church sermons, the museum trips, the French lessons, the bargaining and hugging and quarreling and punishing that, in toto, constitute the act of parenting. But how then to explain another famous study, the Colorado Adoption Project, which followed the lives of 245 babies put up for adoption and found virtually no correlation between the child's personality traits and those of his adopted parents? Or the other studies showing that a child's character wasn't much affected whether or not he was sent to daycare, whether he had one parent or two, whether his mother worked or didn't, whether he had two mommies or two daddies or one of each. These nature-nurture discrepancies.
Yeah, it's already hot in here. It's already so hot. It's just so hot. I just so nah. And it's so nice.
Oh,
I'm sitting in the motherfucking lodge, sweat lodge, trying to figure out what's up next, no dodge. Come on, people, I got rammed in my pickup truck. Y'all better know I came equipped with the shit of buck. I got a bruck with my mind frame, here we go. I'm willing to fold, you know I'm about to let them know. Billy Bonnie, take it out, New Mexico style. Wearing nothing but my mind and my mommy. I'm a mummy, I'm all wrapped up. Let me unwrap, son. Let me tell you people while I got this gravitational pull. We come together like some planets and this makes us better. That's how we gonna make it work. This is my shit every day. I wanna make it go. Band with no name, we about to take the show. And everybody, man, give yourself a prop. Hip and hop up and go, because you know we got to make it drop. So here we go and let's make it show. Everybody go, hit, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, Epic, tell them what you got, son.
Whoa.
Whoa,
he said, tell him what you got. It's way too hot, son. The sun's straight beating down on my block. I got a Glock, but no gun up in my pocket. I mean a little bit of money to spend on some profit. But if that made any sense, it probably didn't. Well, still, I spit a sentence, and you know that it's intimate. Cause every word that I'm putting up on the mic is straight from my heart and it's back of my life. But still, that wasn't even what I tried to put out. So I gotta tell you where I'm coming out. It's the South. West, the fresh flows. Yes, you better get ready, cause we the cats with machetes and the beats and rhymes. Still gotta kick it back some time and tell these people how we doing it. You just need to rewind to the 80s, to the shit of that boom bap, cause that's where we taking you. You know that movement is true. That, yo, Nick, where you at? The music is smooth. You know that we do what we gotta do to survive in this day in life. It's hard paying your bills, and yo, I gotta write these words down on the page because they tight, but really they just loose.
Yeah, really they loose. Gotta find my mind in my boots. Buried deep down in the earth I trudge. Don't know what I'm saying, but I will never budge. I just made a promise to myself I never sludge. I'ma just be someone who will push along ahead. We just had to keep moving on to your head. Don't know where it ends, but I knew where it started. Back when I was young and I was so damn retarded. Back when I believed what I saw was the way. Till I got my mind middle up, meddling up in my shit. Like them stupid kids on Scooby-Doo and shit. Like, I couldn't even say it, the rhyme was so dope. Y'all better know what we do, we came with mad flows. Now my man Jim Sakara flowing in the flotion with the ocean with Ben Pogan. Know with Mary Poken, Stockton. Oh, I'm just joking. Yeah, we better break it on down for the ocean. An epic, yeah. Yo, you causing a commotion. Man with no name to damn far. We the most kids with the most flows. So what's that turn? Yo, pass it on over. Why don't you let it burn?
Let it burn. Super Cypher, better get ready, cause we just tell you how it beats to be. Or maybe you just need to understand how we free. Style off the brain, it's never written. I bring something new to the game. I plan to change the way these people listening to music these days. I change your state of mind. I take it back to when I was growing up. You know I sowed those seeds so I could see a little bit of what I love in my life. My girl and my mom and my pops, you know I don't see them enough. But still I gotta do this music and you know that it's tough. Try to get somewhere, you gotta burn some bridges or maybe just build them. And you know that we just live in this life. And it's the way that we write these words on pages that make us get paychecks and ageless. Timeless classics. Taxis, cats, with raps, but still I'm just rhyming. I'm not making no sense, and yo, I can actually say that. Yo, fuck, man. Sometimes, dude, it's just too much, bro.
It is. That's why we enjoy the show, man. Unless you get it out on Rips and Raps, we come in every week. It's like catharsis, you know. It is. It is your ability to come and like sweat it all away and shed that old layer. I want to hear some of that fucking beautiful voice in the air.
band. Not you.
My name was Vanilla.
Vanilla.
I'm on stage with the Ninja Turtles.
It's kind of a
yo, it's kind of off, but still you gotta spit it a little slow and soft. But this is how it is when you live up in a loft at your mom's fucking crib and you know that it's off.
And grab your nuts and cough. Let's see if you got a disease. We're doing riddle four-ball passes and pass it back with these. Yo, listen up to people, man, with pleasure of the game. Yo, have to grab the mic and tell them why you like the game.
I'm in the game to change it up a bit. And all these other dudes, you know that they coming with nothing. It's just some sucker fish faggot rap. You just need to get the fuck back before we come attack.
Oh, better get on back now. You better take a step backwards, or you get loud. You better take a step back now. Get out of my face, or I promise you raise. I will rain down upon you if I have to. I will step upon you. You can feel the wrath of my sneeze at you. I'm right at you, battle. Rappers, you fuckers are whack, motherfuckers, insecure, dumbass bastards. Can't even rhyme, I'm so pissed off and infuriated. Use more than my turn was worth, but I come back to ingratiating you and ingratiate myself in an agricultural world owned by Monsanto and this one girl.
Ooh, and what the hell's that bitch's name?
Sally.
Was it crack cocaine? Probably. They put it in the ghetto for you and me and all the people that all in your family. So, we just need to stop doing drugs. Need to smoke a little bit more buzz. And people need to see the truth. The love of the music is for the youth. And we ain't fronting.
No, we ain't fronting, no. Step out of my face, every time it's a no. I will show you my heart and we can get down. I ain't playing no more, you can listen to the sound. I am out when I walk, cause my feet are so big. But cement will just leave you impounded and dragged. And I tell you my words and they mean nothing more than the words that are singing right over there on the drawer. Come on. Rips and raps, you're listening to Epic and Nick Furious rapping on Rips and Raps, starring Mary Stockton, Ben Pogue, and Jim Sicard. Better play your cards right. You want to get down, I'm an ever-ready battery. Vibrator status, girls, so get a bunch of damn copies so you never run out. Oh, Master Blaster, playing over this crazy-ass beat. Sounds like Dracula met Pac-Man in the meat, yo.
Yeah.
Me packing it like the midnight meat train. This shit was so crazy, man, I came to blast to insane.
Yeah.
Clown posse, yo. Epic, tell him why you Carlos de Rossi. Tell him why you motherfuckers is so bossy. Tell him what you know and tell him why this is like you no mask for you till I throw back in your pocket.
Yo, no need to pretend, though. Been spitting slow since that Nintendo. Mario was more than a crescendo. I've been blazing incense and sitting in my kinfolk's crib. When I was just a little kid, I started playing video games at how I live. Didn't want to see a single day of school. Want to sit up at the house all day and fucking drool. straight 2 inches from the TV screen. Want the Mario to jump over a thing that's blowing up, coming out of a tube, about to eat him. Spitting fireball that's looking like a demon. But then shit started to change from analog to digital, yo, it came. And people tried to understand these things, but PlayStation 3 was too much to, no words to even rap about. That's why I crashed the crowds, fucking fat, loud ass rhymes coming out my mouth all the time. And these people steady understand the reason why we rhyme. Yo, I take your vision, cause you're already blind. And I put it in a blind man's eyes so he can see. Because you're taking it for granted. And Nick, you're about to tell you why we're living on this planet. God damn it,
yo, where's my girl Janet? Not the Jackson one, it's my friend over there. Last name is Simmons. I don't even know where I know her from, but I wanna ask this girl what happened to the world. So I walked over to Janet's house and knocked up on the door. 3 knocks like Edgar Allan Poe, the Raven Hawk, nevermore. I'm on the island of Hop, indoor beans and endomatic system of in this endophanatic Simpsons episode. I make it up as I go. I'm Ned Flanders, giggity giggity. I'm also someone else you know on the block, all in the family type of shit. Yo, base it like some motherfucking Peter Bateman. I'm a Ghostbuster, yeah, I'm freaking. On the weekend, I'm a California raisin. I'm doubling like I'm 007. Yeah, what's up? What can you say? I'm Doogie Howser, the youngest doctor to ever house ya. Motherfuckers, I get down, shrouded in the tumor. I get to eat these big boomers and mess up my mind like wearing bloomers. I'm crazy, insane, Nick Fury is fits his motherfucking freestyle. That's what he does.
I'm a mix between Peter Rabbit and Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
The Superman and the Batman combined with Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Every fucking Santa Claus, I meant to say any dream of supernatural phenomenon that you have ever seen. A ghostly being that you could try to think of inside your dreams. And we bring what you love because we see.
You keep it going, man. You keep those books rolling. You pick up all those books that you're going to read and not remember, and you roll, man. You get that associate's degree, okay? Then you get your bachelor's. Then you get your master's. Then you get your master's master's. Then you get your doctrine. You go, man. Then when everybody says quit, you show them those degrees, man. When everyone says, hey, you're not working, you're not making any money, you say, you look at my degrees and you look at my life. Yeah, I'm 52. So what? Hate all you want, but I'm smart. I'm so smart, and I'm in school. These guys are out here making money all these ways, and I'm spending mine to be smart. You know why? Because when I die, buddy, you know what's going to keep me warm? That's right, those degrees.
Well, I respect anyone who can go to school. I went to college for 3 weeks, so I could not get up for that 8 o'clock class as hard as I tried, man. You know that feeling? Yeah, I was going to night school, though. University of Houston, Texas, and Los Angeles Community College, where I took karate with the East LA gangs who had swastikas tattooed on their forehead. Thank you very much. These were my classmates.
Okay.
Swastika tattooed on their foreheads. Tattooed, no less. Okay. Hey, shabadoo. I had no luck in school. I'll tell you my luck, man. You tell me if this sucks. One day in first grade, our teacher left the room for like a minute. We started playing keep away from this girl with her pencil. We're all in first grade. We're laughing.
Y'all quit it. Give me my pencil. Would you quit it? I need my pencil.
Pencil came to me. I throw it. Goes in this guy's eye. Blinds him for life. Everyone in class goes, Jesus, Hicks, it's a game. What are you, a psycho or something? Now, suddenly, I'm Henry Lee Hicks here. Because this guy can't catch a number 2 pencil like a normal human. You know? I got it. Good move, you dork. I'm an assassin now. Teacher came back in the room. Hicks stabbed him. Oh, suddenly I went for the guy. Come on. It was a childhood game. It went askew. One time I was late to class, but it's not late. It is.
Darn it.
That is a school word that means absolutely nothing on the streets. I hope you realize that. If you don't realize that, try showing up late to work tomorrow and run in. Hey, am I tardy? No, you're fired. Not what I thought it meant. But I'm late, tardy, whatever. I'm sitting down. Guy next to me yanks my chair out from under me right when I sat. I hit the floor. Even the teacher cracks up. what you get for being tardy. Later on that year, that guy was late. Class had started. He's sitting down. I yank his chair out from under him. Boom, middle of class. Breaks his fucking back. Shit, get up. Try harder. That guy was in every one of my classes the next 5 years. Real funny, Higgs. The guy with one eye pushing him around. What am I supposed to say? Well, you guys can park closer to the school now. No more tardies. Look on the bright side. Took his fucking bright side out. Boy, am I embarrassed.
Halftime here on the show, episode 44. Just seeing if everyone in the room was awake, as in the past that we've done this. We did it again, recorded this segment up here, and had to go back and do it again. Thank you, Nick Fury. Welcome back, Rips and Raps. We do this every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Mountain Time at ripsandraps.podomatic.com, and again at blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. Wanted to take a minute to let you all know this Saturday night, the Dan Barr, Rio Rancho, Band with No Name, DJ Codebreaker, GR Sports and Band, and more. So please come out and check us all out. In addition, our friend, who's also been a previous guest on the show, Mr. Alex Paramo, his book, Princess Marisol and the Moon Thief, has finally come out. It is like an interactive publication online. You can check out music and get all involved in the process at www.princessmarisolandthemoonthieves.com. princessmarisolandthemoonthieves.com. Check out their work. Local publication press, or local group of people putting together other local artists and musicians to showcase, you know, a work of art come to life, as well as the story and everything else. Very beautiful. More to come. Tonight on the program, we have my very good friend and partner in Band with No Name, a good man who wears a red hat, a man in that red hat with a red suit. His name is Epic, and I love you, buddy.
Oh, I love you, too. Well, I guess my hat is red now. Earlier, it was different colored, so.
You're just a multicolored dude.
A chameleon hat.
Not only are you producing and rapping and help writing, doing everything at Band with No Name that we're doing together, but you're also putting together some other projects, one of which is you're now circumcising kids on your own. It's a Jewish practice, I believe. Tell us more. No, I'm joking. That's fucked up, dude.
Ordained, baby.
That's fucked up. So tell them, you have projects, man. You have a lot of shit going on. Tell them about the two things that are most important to you right now. An instrumental album and a compilation album.
Yes, just like Nick said for me. Thank you so much. No, absolutely. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Nick fucked it all up. Take us back, bro.
No,
you
dude,
just fucked
no.
up everything. We gotta waste all their time.
So, yeah, my name is Epic from Band with No Name. I got a compilation album coming out with my instrumentals. Well, hopefully all the MCs from New Mexico gonna be on it. And also an instrumental album that I've been working on for fuck who knows how many years. It finally came together. And these are going to be released no later than June 1st. So just be prepared for those. They'll be released on Amazon, CD Baby, Bandcamp, all that good stuff. Free downloads. And I'll have some hard copies of the instrumental album for you cats in town.
He is epic and he is a badass. So he's got a lot going on. We're gonna let his work speak for itself. Up next, we have my good friend Mary Stockton of Occupy Underground Radio, just a friend of mine, and also BNN affiliate, family member. What's going
Hello.
On?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So you recently started working on a jazz, like a more of a side jazzy blues project.
It's kind of funky.
Funky.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Coming up with names. I like, ha! Funked Up Mary and the Goodfoot. Ha! Yeah,
like,
or something like
that.
You know? Yeah, I like it too.
Mary Stockton is multi-talented. She does a lot of stuff. Tell them about the radio show and when they can find you.
We are Occupy Underground Radio. We're with the Literacy Underground on blog.
It's the Literary Underground, silly. That's the Literacy Underground.
You're stoned.
Yeah, put me on the
show. Totally buzzed, dude.
Totally. But this mint is pretty tasty.
You gotta check Mary out. She does a chill of all trades, and we love her to death. And she's singing on the show, so
yeah,
hopefully we'll hear her a little more on the second half. Tell them bye, Mary.
Bye, guys. Hang on.
Check out the show tomorrow night, Thursday night. We also have my good friend, Jim Sicard, director, actor, self-proclaimed boogeyman. He never said that. What's up, Jim?
What's going on, Nick?
How are you, dude? Thanks for being on the podcast tonight.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. Definitely. How's it going?
Well, we're wonderful. I mean, we had a chance to work together back in the 48-hour film festival project last year to write a video. But we're now working on something new. But I'm also interested in your experience working with other people on local projects, like the one we Project Versus, for instance.
Well, various projects. Project Versus, there were some great people on that one. I've had the pleasure of working with Corey Weintraub, the cinematographer in town, and he's just incredible. Alex Radulin, how do we pronounce his name? The sound guy, he's really cool. Great actors, awesome actors. Samson, Jody, Thomas, you know, others.
Beautiful. And there's been a lot of different things. I've seen you act. I've seen you in Project Versus. You're kind of like I don't know what you call yourself, a suit. I mean, are you? What is your role in that? Are you like the guy controlling the thing?
Yeah. In that film, I played a suit.
Literally a suit. Like he was a jacket and a tie. This is something Jim Carrey would do. Like in his next film, Jim Carrey is going to play a couch. You know, like
you know what I mean. In another film after that one, actually before that one, I played an auctioneer. I got to do the auctioneer's chant, you know. 20 and a 5 and a 5 and 30 and a 5 and a 40, who did we find out? You know,
hey, that sounds good, actually. Jim Sicard has his own YouTube channel. He's got his own work, works in progress. I won't tell you about some of the things he's working on now because it's really secretive, but you better watch out. And what else? I mean, watch out for the video with Epic and I coming out very shortly. Where everything is going backwards when it's going forward, dogs and cats. Jim, thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Cool.
You come back. And hey, do you have an email address or a website people can check out?
No, I have an IMDb page, though. James Lawrence Sicard.
Check him out. In addition, I have my good friend Ben Pogue. Poguing it. What up? It's the Pogue Leaf. Oh, damn. What up, man?
What up?
So good to have you on the show. Tell them about what's coming up this week on the Occupy Underground Radio Show.
Occupy Underground Radio Show every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, 4/5 Literary Underground. This week we got Frankie Metro and Dusty Holland from Cleft Jaw Publications coming on.
Cleft Jaw Publications. Does that mean that they're like slightly like Maynard-y, like some kind of like, hey there, you know, I'm like, Cleft Jaw, what is a cleft? Oh, is that like the thing on the front? Or you're like, well, what is a cleft?
Yeah, like a cleft chin, a little butt chin, yeah.
Cleft jaw.
It is. Their publication is blowing up. They came out and it was something like anything DC. It was very stylish, very recently put together. You know, I sat over there with Frankie and looked at the design for Scoot, which will be coming out here very shortly. And it's going to blow people away, too. So they're getting followed by the New York Times on Twitter already.
Wow. So what you're saying basically is your show to come up tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's going to be a doozy.
Tomorrow night. Blog Talk Radio, Project Q, Occupy Underground Radio, starring me, Mary Stockton, and Corey James Taylor from Detroit, Michigan.
Shout out Corey.
Corey James Taylor. Yo, DT. You're listening to Rips and Raps. I want you to stay right there. Don't go anywhere. We're coming at you with the second half of the show at Rips and Raps.
You are now in tune to the sound of my main man, Nick Fury, and this is Rips and Raps, the Mouth Show, Jungle One Piece.
Oh, welcome to the show. Every single week we turn the light on in my head. I'm like Albert Einstein, inventing Albert, and Thomas Edison, Addison. Weekly we get down screaming Attica, yo, cause I'm going out of my mind. Welcome to the second half of my magpie. Yo, I got this rip and rap show flowing, epic telemark. You wanna get on down with me?
Yeah. Yo, the mic is my life, and every single time I hit it, yo, it lights up in flames like a campfire burning down the stages. And yo, my classic track's a fucking ageless.
You can play this from now until millennia. 3,000 years from now, you still see me hitting MCs in the face with three flows of a beat that produces the bass. And y'all know that Nemo, underground water type of freestyle. This is where we go, and you know, in the meanwhile, a mean child coming out the dirty Southwest. EPIC, and I'm not the fucking best, but I can rep how I wanna. Blaze the marijuana, and people need to know that I was raised by my mama. My pops raised this, my fam, when I was young. And this is what brought me to this time in my life. Yo, this hitting the mic, shit is fun. I'm fucking doing this. The music is my drug, and it's the love to me. So you better believe it's the music, the truest. And Nick about to get down and bruise, kid. Huh. Yo, I'm bruising your ego. Go home and eat those three flows you wrote at your fucking crib. Go into battles and all of the bullshit you see in the sea too.
I step up in the dojo, yeah, with my cheek.
Park or some kind of place like that, where would you take her?
You know, but first I have to get over skin baked.
Abraham, are you stoned, Abraham?
I'm definitely really baked, man. Where are the chips?
I'm getting a little bit of claustrophobic down here with you people. It's been about 6 days, no fresh water or food, and my balls are chafing, and I think I'm going to fucking kill somebody.
I took my pants.
Welcome back to the second half of Rips and Raps, but you know what? We already came back to the second half, so this is like the third half or the fourth half, or maybe even a new place to take an old bath. Yeah, that's right. You grab your old stash. Thanks to everybody for coming out tonight. We old crabs. Yeah, like the hermit one that died in the cage the other day. That's too bad, man. The crime doesn't pay. So you gotta play the role of the man or the myth. And sometimes you gotta be the person you wanna get. And that skit was so funny, but it never had an ending. Cause a little girl got plowed by a man with a big old, big old, big old butt. Big old, big old, big old butt. Big old, big old, big old butt.
Yo, I crushed it with my big old booty. It's Maximus. Who's the cat with this? The tax track is fast as this. Oh, call me Fat Joe or maybe the Biggie. Whenever I get on the instrumental, it's ribby or gravy. Like my man, whatever your name was saying. And every time we rhyming these motherfucking words, we ain't playing. Still, we playing the game. And yo, that's the role that we have to do. Or maybe play. But half of these cats that in the game, they skipping the school. It's just a little too smooth to groove to, so you better get ready, cause we move your feet with every beat that we drop in. It's heat, so Nick about to get down and make it complete, huh? That street beat style shit, huh? You remember that shit
in the Rips and Raps. I'd like to send a shout out to my man James Picard. He about to take off and drive away and out in a car. Maybe on a bike, or maybe in a car. I don't really know in which way he came, or which way he will leave and get back to the place that he calls his home. But have a safe journey, man. And don't get hit by no cyclone. And don't let nobody tell you what to do with your dome. Don't let nobody in your brain mind roam. If you want to break it on down with Cyborg, you can't let Terminator 2 Judgment Day take over River Phoenix's ball sack.
Whoa!
I bring it back from the dead to the edge, severely cutting slices. River Phoenix, Nick's a fucking genius. This dude seen this through his dreams, and he came to bring it to every fucking cat living in this city. We gritty, and you know that we bringing back that big titty committee. Yo, it's straight complete like ninth grade. I skipped out at that shit, chilling at the dick blazing the grade. I'll spell it out for you, G-R-A-D-E. I beat the chronic, not the A plus or B minus. I'm seeing this every time that we rhyming. It be a diamond that I'm uncovering, coming through with the covenant. And yes, fuck the government, people, you know we coming with this shit that erupts in the mic like a volcano, a flow that will ignite your life. And yo, you need to see the free flow, and Nick about to get it and make you C-O. Yeah, C-O or C-A-T-T-A-I-N. I came to spell like I was a little kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But now I'm older and my belly hangs over my midsection. And my balls chafe and my attitude is mighty grumbly. Well, I need a nap after my time for a snack. Y'all better hit the boom back.
It's easy to play any musical instrument. All you have to do is touch the right key at the right time, and the instrument will play itself. J.S. Bach.
Global influence recognized. We together. We gotta make it happen.
happen. That's why we get a partner up like the 18. Yeah, we gonna fuck it up. We against those other motherfuckers and soldiers of fortune. We were set up by the government at an auction. Yeah, I'm about to get off when I'm better off than orphan Annie. Yeah, Daddy Warbucks standing on his fanny. Like to see the rich people in the gutter right now with their dead granny. I don't need no dead people, I'm just singing. For you to see exactly what these normal people paying today. Every day they praying, try to make a better way. We ain't giving them nothing but pride. The pride, take it away. What makes a man or a man feel right? They can do what they can't even do what they love. They ain't got no work, can't feed their families. It makes them feel like they ain't worth nothing at all. But remember, you got what's inside of you, so you gotta leave the call. Your weapons tell them why you gotta give it all, you're all.
I gotta give it all for my fam. I gotta give it for every single woman and man who living on this fucking planet, goddamn. I'm sorry that I gotta cut, but really, yo, it's hard to live in this life when you ain't making enough at that hard grind. Every day and you try to find a new outlet, but the rhyme that you putting on the page ain't paying enough. So we just gotta go and do our hustle, it sucks. So people need to know it's up to us to come together and crush the opposition. And we rocking nonstop hip-hop and wisdom that I'm spitting through the mic. Boosting, you know that I'm moving my music through the sound where you write. On the page right in front of you, funny too, happy to cast in the game, making money too. Fuck it, I came through just to crush it, bust it, throw off the brains of frost, sins insane, fucking boom back, hit once the game. And people need to know that I do it with my brains, and we ain't staying in this place for too long. We make it safe, and we came through with two songs. Yo, the tempo change, I gotta finish the free flow. You know that my name is fucking genius. Nah, it's epic, sipping a little of Guinness when I'm hitting this tremendous flow. And yo, I mean it, so Nicholas about to blow your fucking brain off of finish this shit.
But yo, he's not. But yo, he pops in the good news. Like heard us before. It's all the alleged improvisation. Real, you ask? Well, yes. If you don't believe it, I don't care. Don't. But it's what we do up on this microphone, no front. Change of words. Mad alcoholic, I swerve, I spittle and spit diddle, bedazzle, spit fiddle and spazzle. Yeah, I get all frazzled like a fraggle rock doll. Y'all got this rock star sucking for the stall. Fucked up, cause you did too many drugs and your brain's all fucked up, obnoxious, and you can't move or work. Yeah, you can't get nothing going on, no more shows, you all berserker, berserker, berserker. Hand me a beef jerky, you jerker. Yeah, I'm a hard ass worker. I'm lurking like a lurking lurker, lurking lurkalicious, and lurking lurker stand. Y'all know my fucking plan.
Yo, man, whoa.
Yo, yo.
Yo,
stay on
man,
top.
I need a haircut, man. Let's go to this barbershop. Hey, Mary, you get a haircut, too? Do you normally go to the black barbershop when you get your haircut? Well, you pass your touch. Come on in, come on in. Go in this shit. Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up, player?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, we wanted Mary to get your hair straight, cut it up or braid it up or something, you know, like.
Should we?
Should we?
Should
we?
Should
we?
Can you do that?
Mohawk,
you want to do it? Like this, right?
I mean, you're showing me bullshit. You won't fuck me up this time, neither.
I'm like a mullet.
Your family, a mullet.
You already know we got some things.
You can find out more about Mary's haircut at maryshaircut.org. Just kidding.
Wait,
ooh, what is this?
We can't just.
You're listening to Riffs. Wait, this is Riffs and Raps episode 44. I'm Nick Furious, the producer of this podcast, as well as just a happy camper to have all my great guests with me tonight. I'd like to thank Jim Sikar, director, actor, and all-around fun guy who just left us, but also Mary Stockton, of course, Epic over here, my main man from BNN and beyond and above, and Ben Pogue, Occupy Underground Radio.
That's right, here we go.
Here I go. Dr. Klon's
in the house, too, I think.
Dr. Klon.
I
want to
hear it. Dr. Klon.
Dr. Klon's in the Octagon. You can check the show out every Wednesday. You can see BNN this coming Wednesday, May the 4th, at the Damn Bar, which is Cinco de Mayo extravaganza, but it is Saturday, May 4th. Catch Band with No Name, GR Swartzen Band, Epic Fury, DJ Codebreaker, and maybe even Ben Pogue, if we're lucky. We'll see.
That's right. Southern and Unser out there in Rio Rancho.
I wanted to make send a shout out to our friend and director, Michael Perez. He's going to be putting a movie together, and they're holding open auditions, an open casting call. It is not going to be a SAG project, so anyone who's not SAG has a chance to get down.
That's right.
May 11th, 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and Sunday, May 12th, so that's Saturday, May 11th, and then Sunday, May 12th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. May 11th and 12th. Applicants on a first-come, first-served basis. It's going to be at the Soul Acting Academy, 5500 San Mateo Boulevard, Northeast, number 114. That's over there by Cliffs, just on the east side across the street. Check it out. Your monologue needs to be something dramatic, under a minute. Check it out, man. These guys are putting together a feature movie, a full-length feature film. It's going to star Jean-Claude Van Dyssdijk and Joshua, and Joshua James Ryan... fucking Cabbage Patch Kid.
Ryan
Bigelow. James Ryan, Lawrence Sikar.
He sounds like a Star Trek character now.
He really does. He's got the whole feel. As always, we took last week off for some spring cleaning. We're back on our new season, essentially. It's the same new episodes every week, but it's like a new season. We're like, you know, it's going to be summer. We're starting the new season of... which means nothing more than some fresh approaches to the same old shit. So, you know, enjoy it. Served up a different way. Like, Mom, leftovers again. More riff and rap. Are you kidding? We just had lifted masks last week. Jeez, Mom. Is that what your kids say?
It's freaking dry and hot in here, dude. I would say it's moist, but it's not.
It's so...
There's like,
my forehead is moist. I really feel like I'm... I could start tripping.
I got some... I'm a little moist.
Did you bring the dinosaur with you here, Epic, or is it just hanging out on your shoulder? Because... Has anyone here ever been in a sweat lodge, sort of a Native American... Yeah, so have I. High five on that.
I was in Soviet Russia. I was.
Hint to anyone who's going to breathe the air at the bottom.
right. It is excruciating at times. Like you're trying not to want to just run outside screaming. And when you finally get the cool air, it's
it's better now.
It's way better now.
I'm not hot anymore.
Dude, seriously? If I...
Whoa!
Wow. I got a little... Whoa, I think I touched something with my nail. That was weird. You guys better send me an email if you have any questions or if you want to find out how you can sponsor the show or just want to say hi. It's ripsandrapsshow@gmail.com. Again, I'm really excited for this Saturday at the Dan Bar. I think it's going to be dope. BNN, we got some killer new members. Big ups to Johnny Ruhulesson, as well as DJ Codebreaker for Lesson. I'm just kidding, but DJ Codebreaker and John Ruhulesson for joining us and moving forward. And I'm just excited for the band to keep doing it. Check us out this Saturday to see what we're up to. The Dan Bar.
Yeah, big ups to Kevin. Kevin and Greg.
It happens all the time.
Especially Kevin.
Kevin, big ups to KO. And GR, man. KO, GR.
Not Greg, though.
No.
Just Kevin.
No, give it up to all of them. He's joking, guys. You can see his face. Joking.
Only if you can see my balls.
Mary, tell us a quick story.
And a special thanks for all the sound effects to www.freesfx.co.uk, as well as www.grsite.com. Thanks.
Once upon a time.